Impact.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night show, and we are kicking off the second hour of tonight's program with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And we're glad to be with you tonight. Our number is 855-450-FREE. If you're just tuning in to Free Talk Live for the first time, welcome. It is a show where you can call and bring up anything that's on your mind. It's sort of an open phones format. So, you know, if you have some random thought you want to share with us or explore with us, we'd love that. 855-450-FREE. Or you can call us on Skype at lrn.fm. Now, we were talking about the... We sort of... we had a caller in the last segment.
What was his name?
Dennis?
James.
Or James.
James,
sorry.
Yeah, James called in from Louisiana, and he was saying... Well, he was saying a number of things. We didn't quite get a chance to respond to all of them. First thing he said was Louisiana is very free, and I don't know, I feel a little skeptical of that, but, you know, I'll reserve judgment until I go see it.
He had one of the, a very common sort of complaint or concern about the Free State Project and moving for the Free State Project. And that concern is that the Free State Project isn't in his state. And
right.
Consider that there are another 48 states out there besides New Hampshire and Louisiana that wish it was there, plus Puerto Rico, Guam, you know, certain people in those places.
Oh, it's all over the world.
Right.
I mean, every libertarian wants a community of liberty.
And they wish they would pick up and move to where they are. Mm. There are almost 1,000 people who have picked up and moved for the Free State Project. The goal is to get 20,000 to move. There were already 279 or 78 in state in New Hampshire when New Hampshire was picked.
Back in 2002, right, or 2003?
I think it was picked in 2003, but the signups had gone from there. And so currently the signups are at about 70%, more than 70%. It's like 74%
of the 20,000. So let's put that in perspective. There are like 14,000 people, or a little more than that, actually, who have pledged that they are going to move to New Hampshire and get active for freedom in their lifetime. There's really no other project in history that can say that, you know, that
right.
We've gotten 15,000, between 14,000 and 15,000 people so far.
This
and
is the
probably going to be more.
Most successful intentional migration for liberty. It may be the most successful intentional migration, period. But it, certainly the most successful intentional migration.
I think the Mormons have got,
this point.
Got them beat.
It wasn't intentional. Mormons were essentially driven out.
Yeah,
I mean, you could talk
time.
About the Ostrogoths or the Visigoths and a variety of other people who have migrated sort of for reasons, but it wasn't an intentional migration in the same way.
Got it.
So the complaint is it's not my state. And it may very well be that many of the people that James knows in Louisiana are already quite liberty-minded. That's interesting, but it's very difficult to quantify. The Mercatus Center, at the time that New Hampshire was picked New Hampshire as the freest state in the Union, and well above Louisiana at that time. If you want to go take a look at it's Freedom in the 50 States, and look at it, they've rated 5 times over the course of a little over 10 years. New Hampshire's been number 1 3 times, and I have an inside track. I hear it's going to be number 1 a fourth time. Out of 6 times they've rated, New Hampshire's been in the top 3 every time, and number 1 4 times.
As in, you move here, you instantly get more freedom.
Right. So you move to Louisiana, you better put your seatbelt on, you better be prepared to pay sales tax, you better be prepared to do maybe a helmet on, probably an income tax. All these things, a helmet on your motorcycle, all these things you don't have to do in New Hampshire. People walk around with guns on their hips in New Hampshire. Now, I'm no huge fan of handguns or anything like that, but I know that in order for me to be free, I have to let other people be free too. And so I think New Hampshire's the best choice for a variety of reasons, if that's what you want to do.
I was going to say, I don't care too much about what the Mercatus Center thinks is the freest state. I care about the Stephanie Murphy ranking of the freest state.
But you've been here, and the Mercatus Center gives an unbiased opinion.
No, they give a completely biased opinion. I mean, it's what's important to their
their
brand of freedom, their idea of freedom,
right.
What they apply to this study.
But there's nothing else. You know, there's no other...
No, there's you can personally judge
you can.
Where you want to live. That's what
yes.
I'm saying.
Okay.
That's why I was saying that my own idea of what the freest place is the most important to me, because that's what I can, you know, that's what I can control, right? We're all trying to get more freedom if we love freedom, and I'm no exception to that. And I can tell you that I've lived in New Hampshire for 7 years now, moved about the same time that you and Ian did, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
And I love living here, and I want to stay here. So, and, you know, things that are important to me, community, you know, it's nice not to have to pay sales tax or income tax. You get kind of spoiled living here
yeah.
for a while, and you kind of take it for granted. The space, you know, the space is another thing I love about New Hampshire, being able to live in the mountains if you want to. And I just love it here.
But isn't it cold?
It does get cold, and we do have
heaters.
Oh,
and
I see.
If warmth bred freedom, Louisiana would already be free.
Oh, yeah.
It would be the freest state in the Union, or Florida would,
Florida,
or, you know, a variety
Texas.
Of places.
Yeah, I want to address that real quick. I mean, because that seems to be the most common thing I hear, is that it's cold. You know, the weather's, like, terrible or something. And that blows my mind, because, and I'm not saying New Hampshire is the end-all and be-all of freedom, or that it's the ultimate solution, okay, but... The idea that these same people will say, boy, if the government comes and takes my guns, I'm going to take them on. And you're scared of the cold? I mean, what
right.
is that? What kind of thinking? Whoa.
So I want to, I guess the important part here is what I wanted to get across is New Hampshire was picked in 2003. It's 2013. 900 and something people have picked up and moved prior to the date being triggered for the Free State Project. But it's taken 10 years to get 900 something people to move. No one. It's not going to happen. You're not going to have the wherever state you're in project be successful and have 900 people just pick up and move right away. You can't just switch where the Free State Project is and someplace else. It is what it is. Today, you could wish yourself to have been born, you know, ethnically Aboriginal Australian, but it's not going to change anything, and you're not going to change where the Free State Project is. It is what it is.
Well, I was going to say, like, I don't want to give anyone the hard sell and say,
me either.
You have to move to New Hampshire.
I don't.
If you don't want to live in New Hampshire, don't move. You know, maybe you feel like you have a great community where you are, and that's fine. You know, you got to go do what's right for you and be where you like to be. It's just that, you know, it's kind of easy. Like, if you move here to New Hampshire, you know that there's a community of liberty people
there's
already,
that.
And you know that there are people who are interested enough in getting freedom and have made that choice for themselves that they want to live here. So it's, you know, perhaps it's easier than going to your state, wherever you are, and trying to find the voluntarists around you or whatever, you know.
It's absolutely good for that in the sense that you can get, you have a built-in liberty community right from the get-go. Also, if you're an activist, essentially, whether it's political or media activist or, you know, whatever, you're a libertarian-type activist, this is really your dream place because you can get active.
Yeah, you have support here. I mean, if you're doing that kind of, any kind of activism, I mean, you need support from people, just emotional, whatever, and you've got it.
And a lot of people, because activists burn out, I'm burnt out when it comes to activism.
Oh, sure.
I'll say it, and you know, what the activism I want to do is communicating the ideas of liberty to people.
Yeah,
I'm tired
and that
of
activism. That's not nothing, Mark. You're not retired.
Right. Agreed. And what James said that I think that it really true for me is that a lot of activists are here to confront statism.
Yeah,
and
but that's not the only way of doing activism.
It's not. It's not by any means. And yes, many statists find that to be extraordinarily threatening, and the vast majority of people in America are a statist of some sort or another. If you know, whatever you want to mean by that term. I'm just saying that they believe that using the apparatus of government, a hierarchical, top-down monopoly on force is an acceptable way to handle whatever that problem might be. Yeah, you're going to have to deal with that here, and you're going to confront it here if that's what you want to do. If you want to be free, I actually recommend buying a sailboat and outfitting it with solar panels and, you know, getting a job that you can do remotely and figuring out how to connect to the internet from the middle of the ocean. You can be free there.
Mm-hmm.
That will give you freedom from the vast majority of laws.
And
there's very few laws.
The vast majority of people.
Yes.
Maybe that's what some people want. All right. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. More coming up.
Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. You're listen to the live Sunday night show. Tonight, it's Stephanie with you.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And you can call us at 855-450-FREE. Bring up anything that's on your mind. 855-450-FREE, the word free, F-R-E-E. And you can also call us on Skype at lrn.fm. Want to let everybody know about our website, which is freetalklive.com. There you're going to find the last 7 nights of the show archived for your listening pleasure as a podcast up at the top of the page. So you can click and download whichever night appeals to you. We've got a little description right there of what was talked about on the show that night. You may want to listen back to those if you missed a show live or if you just are catching up or you usually catch the podcast. And you can actually find even more archives going back to 2006 at archives.freetalklive.com. So if you want to get beyond the last week of the show, that's where you go.
We were just talking about the Free State Project. I forgot to mention how one can go sign up for the Free State Project. If you found what we were speaking about enticing, you should check out freestateproject.org. I signed up for it.
Oh, did we not even say the... I guess we didn't talk about the website at the
We didn't mention the website.
That's funny.
Yep.
We spent a whole segment talking about the Free State Project, and we didn't say freestateproject.org. Yeah.
I think it's been 10 years since I signed up for the Free State Project. And, you know, my life changed completely by picking up and moving, and I believe it changed for the better. Mm-hmm. And you may want that for yourself, freestateproject.org. What I got out of it today, sitting back, I would say I had a great deal of frustration reading news stories and knowing about the news of the day and seeing how tyranny was spreading all over. I could definitely see it in my community. And once I came here, I feel a level of calm and hope that I didn't see before. So it's freestateproject.org.
All right. Mark, you told me something about rich kids getting financial aid to go to college. Can you tell me more about that?
So this one's from alternet.org. Which I believe to be a good source of news as long as you research the other side of the story.
Alternet is coming from the left.
They definitely are, and they're not lying about it when they call themselves alternet.org.
Sure.
I think that they have a lot of good stories that are definitely worth reading there. They do a great job of the prose and that sort of thing. So, yes, I've checked this out, and yes, I believe this to be largely a true statement. So this story was co-published with the Chronicle of Higher Education. Shankita Epps was the sort of student that so many colleagues say they want. She was a higher achiever, graduating from high school with a 3.8 GPA, ranking among the top students in her class. She served as secretary, then president of the student government. She played varsity basketball, softball. Her high school guidance counselor, in a letter of recommendation, wrote that Epps was an unusual young lady with both drive and determination. She was 19. She was also needy. Her family lives in subsidized housing in South Philly. Her dad died when she was in third grade. Her mother is on Social Security disability, which provides the family with $700 a month.
Ooh.
Neither of her parents finished high school. Epps, who is African American, made it her goal to be in her family to attend college, be the first in her family. Attend college. She did volunteering. She did internships. She did great in school. She was always good with people. And she says, I thought everything was going to go my way. At first, it looked that way. Epps was admitted into 3 colleges, all public institutions in Pennsylvania. She was awarded the maximum Pell Grant, federal funds intended for needy students, and she was qualified for the maximum state grant for needy Pennsylvanian students. None of the 3 schools Epps was admitted to gave her a single dollar of aid, though. To attend her dream school, so she got grants, but she didn't get any aid from the schools. To attend her dream school, Lincoln University, Epps would have had to come up with about $4,000 a year after maxing out on federal loans, close to half of what her mother receives in Social Security. It was money her family didn't have, she said. Now, I think that anybody can make $4,000 a year working at a part-time job, and probably the school would give you a part-time job to make that kind of money.
Probably.
That's not really the point here.
Right.
So, I don't think she needs to be given everything or anything like that. It's about a disparity. public colleges and universities are generally founded and funded to give students in their states access to affordable college education. They have long served as a vital pathway for students from modest means to those who are the first in their families to attend college. But many public universities, faced with their own financial shortfalls, are increasingly leaving low-income students behind. It's not just the colleges are continually pushing up sticker prices. Public universities have also been shifting their aid, giving less to the poorest students and more to the wealthiest. A ProPublica analysis of new data from the U.S. Department of Education shows that from 1996 through 2012, public colleges and universities give a declining portion of grants as measured by both the number of grants and dollar amounts to students in the lowest quartile, it's a quarter, of family income. The trend has continued even though the recession hit those in the lower income brackets the hardest.
Huh. Why would they do that?
Well, why would they do it?
Do they want to subsidize the students whose parents are going to be paying the rest of the tuition and attract them to go to that college or something?
So there's a variety of reasons out there, and I don't think any of them are good.
So what would some of those reasons be?
Well, for instance, if you a student who has more money is liable to make more money. A person who makes more money is liable to give more money
to their alma
mater. Also, you know, I mean, they're just motivated by trying to get the, you know, better academic achievement, better sports achievement, a variety of things that they want to get don't have to do with the poorest people being given financial aid. And mm-hmm. I wonder what people who give money to these colleges think that their money is being used for. Because if they think mm-hmm. that it's being used to give people who deserve it from an academic standpoint an opportunity financially to be able to make it,
right.
then they're being misled to some extent. And
yeah.
I find that disturbing.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
Now, to point out the federal program she's being funded with, I think that's true. I believe at $4,000 a year, she's going to be able to go to the university she wants. Because anybody can work. You can work at Wendy's on the weekend
mm-hmm.
and give up drinking, you know, on a Friday night and work on all day Saturday and all day Sunday and then go back to classes or whatever. And you can make that $4,000. It's
sure.
not that big of a deal. So I think it definitely can be done. I'm disturbed by these universities basically discriminating against people and the poorest of people.
Well, look at all the incentives that the universities have. I mean, they don't do this stuff because they're evil jerks. You know, they're doing it because of incentives that exist, right? And, okay, so look at the incentives
yes.
they have. One, they want to get, let's see, so the federal government is giving money to people in the form of Pell Grants, right? So
right.
they believe, they're saying, oh, okay, the government is taking care of this already. We don't really have to help these poor people because the government's already doing it. So that removes a burden from them there. Two, they have pressure to get the best sports, the best athletes, the best whatever, achievers, so that maybe they can get more federal grant money. And we'll continue here in a moment on Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. What do you think? It's Free Talk Live.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
With the well-known shortage of availability in guns and ammo, the question is, will food and preparedness items be next? Now, at ProStoresDirect.com, buy a 32-serving bug-out bucket, and you'll get a prime assortment of Mountain House survival food entrees, including favorites like chili mac with beef and spaghetti and meat sauce, all made with real USDA meat. That's enough food for one adult for a full week, all for just $75.99 with free shipping, delivered in a handy resealable bucket that'll store for up to 25 years. Pro Stores Direct has a huge selection of family-sized food units, too, right up to military-grade number 10 cans. And we'll give you great deals on new military first aid and surgical kits, portable water filters, heirloom seeds, and all your bug-out gear, always with free shipping to the lower 48. Be ready for any challenge with food security for your family at ProStoresDirect.com. ProStoresDirect.com, your first stop for preparedness and survival gear, and proud sponsor of the free media.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night show. You can call us tonight at 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-FREE or on Skype at lrn.fm. Bring up anything that's on your mind. We have been talking about a trend in sort of college admissions, I guess. And this is such a weird industry because where else do you beg a company to take your money and you have to go through an application process to see if you can pay them and can compete for these slots?
I think it's still just all such a popularity contest. I mean,
what's a popularity contest?
Like in college, they're just.
To get into the school.
With the financial aid and all that stuff, it all just falls under everything being a popularity contest again.
You mean that people buy the networking capability of the sheepskin and being in that place with those people? Like, for instance, if you are in a fraternity likely, and all you have to do is flash the secret fraternity symbol, whatever right. that might be, and then that other guy is basically supposed to do business with
you. Yeah, you're just in. And I think that's what a lot of this comes down to.
And it really does, because that's demonstrable in the sense that, look, if it was about the college education, mm-hmm. if college education was a really great thing and it was about the college education, most of these Ivy League schools, Stephanie, you can go to Dartmouth and you can audit the classes, right? You can sit in on classes for free.
Not really. You have to be a student there already.
And to audit a different
unless
class?
You like know the professor.
Okay. Yeah. I thought that there are certainly some Ivy League schools where you can go and audit the class. This is what I've been told. It was in a Mises speech. I tend to believe it. If not...
No, I don't think so. But you can actually... there are a lot of classes now, and increasingly so these days, that put up their lectures as podcasts.
MIT has everything up, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
And you can go on Udemy. You can go on all kinds of different websites and take courses for free.
At the very least, you can take the entire coursework at MIT on the internet for free.
Mm-hmm.
I dare you to to do that and expect the same results. You know, maybe you'll get them, but people just don't do it because they want something more. They want to pay $120,000 or $200,000 or whatever in order to get this sheepskin. And there's a lot of bartenders out there with pretty good degrees.
Sure. I mean, you know, and these people aren't even the less fortunate, the poorer, whatever. I don't like that phrase, less fortunate, but they're going for these big schools when really, you know, if you weren't, I guess I'm not blaming the poor on this, but I don't understand the whole point of the prestige that comes with these big schools.
You mean why do people even go for the freshman and sophomore year?
Well, I mean why not just go to some little community college? Why do you want to shoot for these big schools? There's this whole crazy prestige I don't know what word to use. Well, society. Go ahead.
It's cultural, and yes, I would think differently about a person who had a business degree from there's all these online schools, a business degree, MBA from University of Phoenix versus an MBA from the Wharton School at University of Pennsylvania. I think there's a difference. I don't know. I have no demonstrable difference. I can't claim that. It may very well be a better degree you get from the University of Phoenix because, frankly, it comes down to the way the person studies. But you walk out of that. Stephanie is what, double doctorate in single doctorate, but you were going for the double doctorate from Dartmouth. Somehow that doctorate means more to me than the doctorate that you get from your standard university. And I don't know why, but I agree with you. Yes, it is. It's powerful. What does that do for one in life? I don't know the answer. It depends on what you're trying to achieve. If it's useful in that way, if it's not, Stephanie doesn't seem to be beating the doors down to all these places where she might be doing research, so
no.
Maybe it wouldn't have been worth it for her to pay. However, she made it completely on academics.
Oh, yeah, I got a full ride, so, I mean, that's great. I'm really grateful for that. But I wouldn't have done it if I had to pay for it, honestly. You know, I think I would have reconsidered it. Yeah.
So, yeah, it's true, Brian. I mean, I absolutely agree with you. I think you've got to ask what you want for yourself in life, and I don't think the answer is always money.
Right.
And I want enough money that I can live a comfortable life. I live in an 800-square-foot cabin with my wife and my child, and we raise pigs. I do not live in the, I'm driving a 2005 dented vehicle. I don't live in the kind of lap of luxury some people think radio talk show hosts do. people that don't know radio talk show hosts, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, Rush Limbaugh makes plenty of money.
Yeah.
But... We can't
all be Rush Limbaugh.
No, indeed, we cannot, and we don't want to be.
No.
He's got all his own problems, and that's the point that I'm trying to make here, is that wealth brings its own problems. You have to pay more for things when you're wealthy, and it's a whole new set of problems that you don't have. All I want in my life is to have enough money to buy, to pay for, to be comfortable, that's all I want to achieve. And it's not that, it's not that big of an achievement. So I wouldn't even need that degree. I never finished college. I'm reasonably successful.
Yeah. I didn't finish college either. I was going and I wasn't getting any real like financial aid of any kind, but I didn't finish it either, but I really, and I didn't understand this then, and I could have, at the time, I could have, you know, if I had to, like, pay well and I could still get in, I could have afforded to go to what would be considered a really nice college, university, whatever. I just absolutely chose not to, because why is that such a big deal? And that's what I'm kind of wondering about this, is like there's this argument going on about, you know, well, poor people aren't getting enough financial aid, but I'm curious, what schools exactly are they wanting to go to? Because I have a hard time believing that, like, that UCC, whatever, some little community college or whatever, wouldn't take somebody on if they had all that drive and determination. They would.
Okay, I agree with you. My concern here isn't that the poor people aren't getting the help to go to these schools. Mm-hmm. It's that they're not getting equal treatment to people who are making more money. I think people consider financial aid to be mostly need-based. This is not need-based. Most of it's merit-based. Most of it's coming from these universities, often merit-based and athletic-based. And that's, I think there's a problem there.
Right. And I think your point that people who are giving money to these financial aid systems so that people under the auspices that they're going to help out, you know, poor people or the less fortunate, whatever. That's terrible if that's true. But why aren't these people considering, wait a minute, why does this college cost this much and this one costs this much? When I really do debate exactly what extra worth you're getting out of that. In fact, I've heard some colleges, some really Ivy League ones, have some terrible conditions within which to be taught in. And
I've heard that too. I don't know.
Sure.
So the other part that I wanted to point out is that I don't want to see the will sucked out of somebody who's trying so hard at this point, and just because they can't make it to where they want to make it for the money. I don't think that necessarily the place that this gal wants to go to school is the best place. But that's not my business.
Right.
It's sort of up to her. And if she's told, nope, you can't come here for the money, how's her life turn out? And I don't know the answer to that. And that's what my concern is that it's really about if you don't have to have the degree to be successful. But if you believe you have to have the degree to be successful.
Or if you want it.
If you believe you have to have the degree to be successful, will you be successful without the degree? Mm-hmm. Because it's about your belief system. Once you have the talisman of the degree, will you be successful because you have the talisman?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
It's like a good luck charm. And that's in a lot of cases, I think that's what this is about.
Right. Sure.
Unless you want to go to medical school or something like
that. You got to do it with a medical school. Yeah. If you want to be a lawyer, you want to be an engineer, there's certain degrees where you just got to have them. You want to be a college professor.
Yeah, no doubt there's parts of society where, like, if you want to practice a certain science or something, like, you don't have a choice. You have to go to universities. You know, I mean, there's no options there. I'm kind of shocked that, I mean, people want this financial aid, and I don't know. I guess I want their motivations checked.
I don't think there should be financial aid that comes from the government
not.
And there shouldn't be state institutions. But if schools want to give, the people that donate to those schools need to know how much is need-based and how much is merit-based.
855, 450 free here on the Sunday Show. Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Are you between the ages of 25 and 65? Do you need to lose at least 10 pounds? If you answered yes, we're looking for you. We need you to participate in an absolutely risk-free nationwide trial of an extremely potent weight loss supplement. It's called AF Plus. To participate, you must call 1-800-934-4295 in the next 10 minutes. AF Plus is a proven weight loss breakthrough. Take one capsule just once a day, and you can experience maximum weight loss. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight, because it safely boosts your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to shed pounds in days with just one capsule a day. We're so confident you'll lose weight that we'll give you a full-size supply to use absolutely risk-free. We only need 100 more users for this trial, so if you need to lose weight, call immediately to guarantee your participation in this nationwide risk-free trial. Call 1-800-934-4295. That's 1-800-934-4295.
iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines and radiation, or the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron, iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerating iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the Live Sunday Night Edition.
The Live Sunday Night Edition. I didn't enunciate very clearly there.
It was good enough for me.
This is Stephanie here with you tonight.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And you can visit our website at freetalklive.com. If you would like to connect with us on social media, check out news.freetalklive.com. There you're going to find links to Free Talk Live's Facebook and Twitter pages, where you can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter, see what stories we're talking about during the show, live and in person. And if you want to get news updates about the show that are sort of the more, maybe like once a week kind of important things, like when Free Talk Live adds a new radio affiliate or something like that, you can sign up for Free Talk Live's email list, and you'll get Ian emailing you updates about Free Talk Live whenever they happen. So one more time, that's news.freetalklive.com.
Ian's our sort of weekday first chair.
Yes. So if you don't listen to the show except on Sunday nights, then you wouldn't know Ian. But Free Talk Live is live 7 nights a week, and the other 6 nights of the week, Ian is here in the first chair.
Yeah, Sunday's kind of an experiment in doing Free Talk Live in a little different fashion. And I can tell you, you know, we have success with it in the sense that there's more people that I picked March to check out the podcasts, and there was marginally more downloads of the Sunday podcast than there were any other shows. And I can also say that Stephanie and Brian are the people I get the most email complaints about. So, you know,
yes.
That means we're doing good.
I'm doing it right.
I don't know that that necessarily means it's doing good, but it's certainly a lot of talk about the Sunday show. So, anyway, Sunday's an experiment in doing
those
something
people
different.
People hate us so much that they never listen to the show. Oh, actually, they do.
Wait a minute. How do they know they hate us? Oh, because they're listening.
I think some do, some don't. But that's fine. If we drop off 5% of our listenership on Sunday and then pick up an additional 10% because they come to listen to you guys talk to me, fine. I'll take it. We were talking about Bitcoins earlier. So, by the way, Stephanie, you also have another show called...
I have two other shows. One is called Let's Talk Bitcoin. The other is called Pork Therapy.
Let's talk about pork therapy in just a second, but we were talking about Bitcoin earlier, and mm-hmm. so you had answered some questions there. If you want to get a Bitcoin wallet, I told you how to get some Bitcoins earlier in the show, and you can go get the archive later. About 11 o'clock we put it up. If you need to rehear that. But if you want to hold those Bitcoins, probably the best place early on, you know, to have an online spending money is blockchain.info. It's a great wallet to hold, you know, a few Bitcoins to a few dozen Bitcoins. You wouldn't want to keep your life savings in blockchain.info.
You know, some people do. I was out at dinner one time, and we were settling the bill, and I was going to put it on my credit card, and other people were going to give me Bitcoins to pay their share of the dinner. And I was sitting next to a guy who had over 200 Bitcoins in his blockchain.info wallet. Mm. So he must... And this was a guy who was, you know...
He's pretty savvy.
He's not new to the Bitcoin world. Like, he's pretty savvy, so he trusts it, and I trust it. And, you know, blockchain.info has two-factor authentication. They haven't had any major hacks yet, or they haven't had any hacks at all yet.
People have been hacked mm-hmm. on blockchain.info, and I think that's fair to say.
Oh, right, but that's more like social engineering. Like, nobody has hacked blockchain.info itself. Is that correct?
As I understand, that's correct. But people sort of have been, you know, they've had their Bitcoin stolen, but it's because they let their password out or whatever.
Right, yeah.
So blockchain.info to get the best online free wallet, and one of the really great things is you can use your Android or iPhone to access it. You don't just have to be at your computer. Blockchain.info.
All right. So 855-450-FREE is our phone number here on Free Talk Live. We do have a call on the line. Mike is listening in North Dakota. Hey, Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight?
Hi, how are you? Hey, I was wondering if this fight over Obamacare, and let's just say the government did shut down, would this stop the $85 billion stock market frenzy they're having of buying all the stocks for $85 billion a month? Would that stop
Mark,
that?
I'm going to have to defer to you. Are they talking about a government shutdown?
They are talking about a government shutdown. That basically the Republicans
Ooh-hoo.
Are saying...
Let's go.
Well, it doesn't mean what we think it means.
No, yeah, they use that term to spread FUD, right? For fear, uncertainty, and doubt, right? Oh, the government's going to shut down if we can't reach an agreement on this. But obviously they're really not going to grind to a halt. Wouldn't that be lovely if they did?
What they're going to do is shut down all the things that people like about government. You know, their Social Security payments.
Yeah,
you know,
the military's not going to shut down. They're going to keep bombing
people. Actually, some military members may be getting their paychecks late as a result, so that's quite possible.
But the military-industrial complex is not going to be affected.
But the military is still going to say that I doubt your military contract says you actually have to get paid on a timely basis. So
yeah.
You
know, no, it's not.
You're basically you're still contractually obligated to stay in uniform and stay on the job, even though
lovely.
They're not paying you. It's the worst job in America. Kids, don't do it. But I would say that what the Republicans are doing is saying we're not going to raise the debt ceiling so that you can borrow more in a irresponsible fashion unless you do away with Obamacare or give us one year back off Obamacare for 1 year. And basically the Democrats are like, you got to do that, you can't do that, you can't do that. So. You know, what you have is government is a out of control teenager with a credit card who claims abuse when you say,
well,
no more credit.
At least with a credit card, you have a credit limit. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't see in any way where that type of government shutdown would affect the stock market. It just won't.
So yeah, because I was wondering, the Fed chairman Bernanke that wouldn't stop him at all. He'll just keep on going for $1 trillion a year.
I would say that is correct.
Well, I think that they've been talking about this taper as far as the quantitative easing infinity that is going on.
Mm-hmm.
So I do think that I think the taper is coming on because the stock market is predicting it, and I predict.
So what's the taper?
The taper is basically they're going to print less money into existence.
They're going to taper down the inflation.
Taper down inflation. Inflation means creating currency. It does not mean an increase in prices.
Gotcha.
That's what they call price inflation.
Yeah, because I'm kind of getting a little worried over our dollar here. You know, it's just
there's nothing to worry about the dollar. There's nothing you can do about it. The sad thing about the dollar is you just...
There is something you can do for your personal finances,
right,
which you could buy gold and silver, you could buy bitcoins, you could buy stocks, bonds,
I recommend whatever. Doing both of those things. Gold, silver, bitcoins.
I recommend something called the permanent portfolio, which Harry Brown talked about. We, you know, big fans of Harry Brown on the show, which is a portfolio that's specifically meant to withstand any kind of economic condition, including, you know, rampant price inflation. And Mike, thanks for the call tonight. Yeah, or collapse. Thanks, Mike, for the call tonight. Appreciate your thoughts.
You know, so the collapse comes in different forms in people's minds. And I don't think gold, silver, bitcoins, a variety of these things are really going to do much in a full-on collapse.
Yeah, you can't eat those, right?
The difficulty is... The world's never seen a world reserve currency collapse because there haven't even been world reserve currencies up until basically the British...
Past 100 years, maybe.
Right, the pound sterling
first. In that case, you could go maybe 200 years, but it really hasn't been that long.
Right, and it's hard to say that the pound sterling was in fact a world reserve currency, certainly not on the level that the petrodollar is.
No, not at all.
And so we don't know what a collapse might look like there. It's really difficult to say. It may be that the best thing to have is seeds... stored food, 22 long rifle rounds so that you can hunt, you know, a variety of things like that. I don't know what the answer is, and I don't plan for that. I have I have a farm, so I'm probably better off than most people are just doing my own thing, so I don't have to plan for it. But I think you also have to, if you're going to prep for disaster, you need to prep for success too. And to prep for success, I recommend having things like gold, silver, bitcoins, and those kind of things.
Yeah, I mean, if you have the ability to add value or to create value for people, then you're going to be able to make money in any economic condition. It's just maybe the idea of adding value is going to be a little different in, like, the big ones coming down versus what we have now, where it's sort of like a stagnant kind of economy.
Yeah, and I just want to say real quick, the only time a government shutdown has ever actually affected the stock market, it actually wasn't a shutdown. It was a story where apparently it was tweeted by the AP, like there was this big hack that happened on Twitter, and they said that President Obama was essentially dead.
And yeah, that was somebody hacked the AP's Twitter account.
And the stock market tanked. I mean, you want to talk about a dive.
Yeah.
I mean, it was I've never seen really much of anything like it. And that's the only time I think that you're going to see any kind of like government problem really cause that issue with the stock market.
That wasn't real, but those sell stops were real, right? When people
those were real.
Anyway, let's talk to Howard, listening in Pennsylvania. Hey, Howard, you're on Free Talk Live. Is this Howie?
Yeah. Hi, Mark, Stephanie, and Brian. How are all of you?
Good.
Doing great tonight. Howie, I'm going to ask you to hold your thought because we are coming up on the next segment here, so hold, please. And there's more coming up here on Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is actually on the way, and our number here on the show is 855-450-FREE. Bring up anything that's on your mind. Still going to get to this story about politics wrecking people's thinking. More coming up here on Free Talk Live Sunday Show.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. And before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
I want to introduce you to a new, groundbreaking method of emergency protection. It's called Peacekeeper. Are you fed up with the so-called state protection services? Then Peacekeeper is for you. The Peacekeeper app empowers neighbors to send and respond to emergency alerts. Help Peacekeeper help you by going to peacekeeper.org. Watch the video and learn how you can become a force for good in your neighborhoods. Peacekeeper.org.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.